Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Students are protesting in Dublin, Carlow, Wexford and Waterford today and outside the Dáil over government plans to have a traditional exam leaving cert this year. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly will join us shortly. But first, Emma and South East correspondent Conor Kane spoke to some of those protesting second level students.
Well, I do agree that we need to go back to normal times, but unfortunately we're not at normal times yet, and we haven't been in normal times for the past 2 years, which is when the Leaving Cert, you know, takes place. So there's the course is a two-year course, it's the fifth year and the sixth year course. No, neither of those years were normal in any sort of way, so there's no way we could do a traditional Leaving Cert if we take that into consideration.
I'm one of the students who missed the Junior Cert. And I know the whole point of the Junior Cert is to prepare yourself for the Leaving Cert. And now I'm going into a Leaving Cert with no experience on how to do any event. It's just not fair. I would love the choice of accredited grades and to still be able to sit my exams. 2020 students got it, 2021 students had a choice. Why don't we?
I'm here as for the same reason that everyone else is here. We want to see more choice given on the Leaving Cert, the option of hybrid grades, because we have been doing continuous assessment, but that at the end of the day, if we only have a Leaving Cert to sit, it won't contribute to that. And for people that have missed a lot of school because they're close contacts, because they have COVID, we haven't been able to learn properly.
I feel that it isn't fair for our year group and the Leaving Cert of 2022 to have to sit a traditional exam after all the disruption that we have faced this year and the last year as well. 6 years basically revision, and we just don't have the time to go back over all that.
I'm here today just to get predicted grades. You know, we're missing a lot of school time, we're missing teachers as well. It's not ideal now, but look, we'll just see what we can do here today. Try and get predicted grades anyway. There should be a choice. There should be a choice.
Well, let's talk to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, the preference of those particular students. And according to a survey conducted by the School Students Union, Emma, was a majority supported that view is for this blended Leaving Cert again this year. But the government, as of now, is saying that the traditional exam only Leaving Cert is what's planned.
Yes, Brian, we're in the same position as we've been in for the past number of years, and arguably these students this year are even more disadvantaged than previous years. And on the one hand, as you say, we've got the Department of Education being very clear as to what it intends to do. It says it's time to try to get back to normal, to have a Leaving Certificate, albeit with adjustments. But again, it is coming under a groundswell of pressure from students, and you heard from some of them there who say, look, it's too early to go back to normal because our education that we've experienced over the past few years has been anything but normal. Now, the parties will be meeting tomorrow. Student representatives, parents also, teachers' unions, department officials will be meeting tomorrow to discuss this issue. But as I say, the department, its intent, it has made it very clear.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the issues presumably is the feasibility of doing calculated grades in circumstances where a substantial number of these students didn't do a Junior Cert.
Yes, because a significant minority of this year's Leaving Cert students skipped transition year, either by choice or else because their school simply doesn't offer the TY programme. And those students didn't do their Junior Cert because it was cancelled 2 years ago. And so the problem is that there's no objective way of measuring their abilities compared to students across the country. In other words, to standardise this year's results. And that would present a difficulty should the department seek to look at introducing some form of accredited grades.
On another matter, Emma, the HSE has announced this lunchtime that it's updated its helpline for school principals to allow them to advise of antigen positive cases. This is where they're reporting COVID cases, along with the PCR positive test. Is that right? What's the background to this?
Yes, this was an anomaly that was highlighted yesterday evening on social media by one school principal, Orla Finnegan. She phoned the HSE principal's helpline yesterday to report a number of confirmed cases in her school. Now she was asked, were they PCR cases or antigen cases? To which she said that they were the results of antigen testing. And she was told on that helpline that these cases would not be registered because they weren't PCR tested. And so therefore, there was no advice or support forthcoming coming to her. And this was a situation that was of great concern to her when she posted about this on social media. Other school principals wrote in and, and were very concerned about this. Now, we've good news for schools. My colleague Laura Whelan on your programme has been asking the HSE about this. And as you say, they have apologised for any inconvenience caused for this. They say their system has now been updated to enable principals to advise not only of PCR positive cases in classrooms, but also of antigen positive cases.
Very good. And we're glad to be able to report that. Emma O'Kelly, thank you for that.